Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team. You can do that today. Time now for EB's entertainment page.
I got to give my wife props. She fixed a plumbing issue that so we didn't have to call Crop. Okay. We had like a shower that was all, you know, my daughter's shower. She has her, you know, the kid's shower, whatever. It was backed up with hair. Girls, they get hair in the rain or whatever. And, you know, she did the old...
Snaked it out?
She didn't snake it. She used the old YouTuber and got in there and... put vinegar and all this, you know, all this crazy home remedy stuff.
Wow. Like a Drano.
Very good.
Kind of like a homemade Drano stuff. And then she used a plunger. Uh-huh. The plunger's part of the deal to kind of shake it up.
Okay.
And
good for her.
Not saying that people don't need Crop. We always need Crop.
Mm-hmm.
I need them so often, we try to limit the calls.
Sure, I understand that.
Because I still need them for my stoppers on my toilet.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, the entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax Cakes, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax, ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll hook you up. Mention Maeve. You'll get the royal treatment. Got to get that anyway. Of course, you can check out their entire selection before you get over there if you want online at BMWFairfax.com. I saw this in the back, but Valdez, I'm vaunting this to the top story. U.S. Open TV coverage, Jason, starts Thursday, June 12th at Oakmont. I don't know if you guys have seen the footage of the rough. It's up to five inches this year.
I watched live from yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw they had special lawnmowers.
Dude, the army of greenskeepers and everything that they acquire for these majors, they volunteer their time to help with these things. They can put it on their resume, you know. It's unbelievable.
Poor bastards out there just push mowing.
They come from all over the country.
your nightmare cakes.
It's my nightmare.
Yeah.
Allergy attacks, manual labor.
You saw the clip where the one guy was down on hands and knees, and he was using a little trimmer to get the approaches right.
They hired barbers to like shave the
make a fade the fringe. In the green.
It looked like barbers, essentially, right?
Yeah. Hey, hold on. Did you notice something about the TV schedule?
I haven't quite looked at it yet.
I put it in there.
Yeah. So Thursday it starts 6:30 a.m. Cakes.
Whoa, love it.
On a regular channel?
On the USA Network.
Okay.
5 to 8 p.m. afterwards on Peacock. And I definitely confirmed we still have Peacock. So that's good. Friday, 6:30 a.m. again to 1 on Peacock. Peacock Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy's kid goes to South Carolina, and he has the silly Cox hat.
Sure.
And I said, you know, my buddy Craig, our friend, would wear that every day. It is the greatest hat, I think.
Pretty good one.
He said there's a sweat. Oh, look, Crop calling me right now. Look at that. That's literally. You see that?
I do see that, yes.
I can see it. I can hear it.
You know why that is? because I have them coming over for bug inspection or whatever. Like they go in there and check my bugs.
Yeah.
And rodents.
But you have TV coverage all day Thursday.
Yeah.
And then they're moving Friday. It over to a paywall.
Didn't they do that
last
year?
Because of the peacock?
Yes.
They did that last year.
Yeah, but I have peacocks. I'm okay with it.
I know, but there's
you
a lot
don't
of people.
Have peacock?
There's a lot of people out there that don't have peacocks.
Well, I know Valdez has it.
Yeah, I have everything.
I know I have everything, but I'm looking out there for all the old donks or people who are getting gouged.
I do not have peacock. That's one that I don't have.
Out there.
Yeah, but you could do the old scam. It's annoying, but you sign up for it and then you quit a week. You put it in your calendar, make sure you quit it.
Some people don't quit. Also, if you've already signed up for that free trial, you can't do it again. You got to go.
Use a fake email.
I mean, that's such a.
I'll be okay.
Roundabout.
I'll be okay on the U.S. Open. Yeah. I can survive without the peacock coverage.
I went to Woodmont over the weekend. I think those people are okay paying for peacock.
Well, you know, there are some non-affluent golf fans
not
out there.
Not everybody is a member at Woodmont.
I understand that, but there are a lot of affluent golf fans out there.
Matt, I get it. I'm not really happy about that, but Thursday for 3 hours, it's on Peacock. Mm-hmm. From 6 to 5, it's on USA. So you're fine from 6 a.m. to 5.
That's 11 mm-hmm. hours.
Yeah,
mark that down, Cakes.
And then Friday, it's only on Peacock for an hour.
No.
No.
It's on from 6:30 a.m.
It's 6:30 a.m. to 1. So all of the morning wave groups.
I'm sorry.
So if Scotty goes late morning, you'll miss his entire second round.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
His entire second round won't be televised.
It's on NBC from 1 to 7. Yeah.
If you're a golf fan, you got to pay the $10.
But hold on.
I want to make a stand. I'm tired of it.
You'll buy a Johnny O sweatshirt for $150. You could do it.
I know. It sucks. But Saturday and Sunday, you don't have to worry about that.
I know. And you have the thing. And by the way, I'm going to boomerang this back on Valdez.
I'm a champion. I'm
You're a champion for the brokies?
Yeah, for the brokies.
Okay, I get it. All right, I like that.
But
it's an admirable stance.
The U.S. Open. You shouldn't have to jump through hoops to go watch Rory McIlroy if he tees off at 8 in the morning on Friday.
Hasn't it, though, become more accessible than ever before?
Well,
the Masters was known for really limiting coverage years ago.
20 years ago, they were a nightmare.
And now you couldn't even see certain holes unless you visited in person.
It's unbelievable.
And now it's everywhere.
You can literally see every shot.
I get what you're saying, but it's still probably way more available than it's ever been on just free TV. And I would consider, USA is technically not free TV.
Can't play the Masters music for the U.S. Open.
You mentioned the Masters.
It's ubiquitous.
Somebody mentioned Masters.
All right, but you got to play the U.S. Open music.
There's U.S. Open music.
There's definitely U.S. Open
what?
Music.
Yes.
No,
find
but,
it.
But it's just, no, no, no.
Trumpets, right?
It's a slap in the face because obviously they can put it on a cable network, because they're doing it on Thursday. Then for whatever reason they can't run it back on Friday, or put it on. Or you know what? Here's a great idea. NBC owns the Golf Channel. Why don't they put the U.S. Open on the Golf Channel?
Well, no. The reason they're doing it is they're trying to rope you into the dumb peacock. We all know that. That's why they're doing it.
They want you streaming.
They're trying to rope you in.
Trying to up the streaming.
Are we
going to
be able to watch it Friday here at 6:30 in the morning?
Of course, I have Peacock.
I mean, I'm talking about, can you put it on the, can we get it on the screen?
Will find a
TVs.
Way. He always finds
somebody
a way.
Somebody call Roger.
Yeah.
That's now, U.S. Open right there.
I do want to boomerang this back on Valdez just this way. So Valdez said he did see Mission Impossible, right? And I texted him and I said, Valdez, is this still available on the thing that we have? And he said, yeah. And I go, is it going to be like silly HD? He goes, it's not silly, but I think you could power through.
Oh.
I put it on.
It's terrible.
Oh my god! It is it's the worst quality ever. It's literally like somebody took a digital phone from 20 years ago. Okay, and then there's Japanese writing. It's shaky.
What are you doing?
It's like one megapixel.
Tom Cruise is imploring
and I'm
you.
Like, I watched it for 1 second. I go, this will ruin the movie if I watch
it. Of course it will.
This will ruin the movie.
Tom Cruise wants you to go to the theater, watch it in your living room.
It's the worst.
I tried to tell you.
It is the worst copy I've ever seen. And then with this thing, though.
Is it like the video? Yesterday, Eric and I exchanged a text message because I wanted him to send a video to a friend. And he was like, I can't because it's going to compress
like
the
that.
Video.
Almost
is
like
it
that.
Like
you
that
when I'm you're a Droid user? Yeah. Right. And so all you Apple people shame us.
You ready yeah. to watch
you, when you send
Impossible.
Me a video, it gets compressed and it looks right. like googly googly. That's right. what it looked like.
Right.
Like, he powered through. He watched that.
I watched that.
There's literally Japanese letters everywhere.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
And that's probably
blurry.
A better quality version than the one he watched a month ago.
Going to be impossible to watch.
It has to be because they update it like every week when some new
of them,
criminal
it appears.
Gets it done.
That, again, I didn't do a lot of thinking about it because it was so reprehensible. But it appears when you look at their menu that the ones that they're basically legally allowed to show you, they have a little HD sign next to it. They're in HD.
Right.
The one that he has, there's no HD.
Standard definition.
It's butt crack vision.
There's nothing they're illegally allowed to show you. They just got a better version.
Somehow
better
they got
copy.
A better version.
Yeah.
Somehow they got an HD version. But they're the ones that are already like it, like past, they're not in theaters anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like
right,
they're,
yeah,
they're 3 years old.
They've gotten a digital version somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's been out longer.
Yeah. This is literally, but it's like crack. It's I yeah. couldn't believe it.
Tom Cruise is very upset with you guys. He's pissed, actually.
I mean, I can't. He was like, yeah, I think you can power through. Yeah.
I power through.
There's the Japanese symbols all over it. And it's blurry.
You don't watch stuff with
subtitles?
Yeah, subtitles.
Not in Japanese. Yeah. It's so disconcerting. Jason,
are you
the
turning
whole
Japanese?
Upper third is Japanese subtitles. It yeah, wasn't that's... even lower third. It was upper third. I was like, what is it? What's going on? I lasted 10 seconds.
This is why I can't listen to him complain that he doesn't have poor Peacock to watch his golf when he steals everything else.
All right, so I know Valdez has got a huge crush on Sydney Sweeney. So does Drabby. It's basically the guys behind the glass. I mean, I know the world does, but you guys are like, you're the president of the Sydney Sweeney fan.
Tips of the spear, so to speak.
Tips of the spear. And I guess she's,
multiple tips.
She's playing Christy Martin in a new movie. Remember Christy Martin? She's one
boxer,
of the first
yeah.
female boxers that really rose to prominence. Yeah. And apparently, she took her training very seriously. And Sydney Sweeney said she loved it. She said her butt got huge. She weight trained in the morning for an hour. She kickboxed midday for 2 hours. Then weight trained again at night for an hour. This is where it's weird. She said, I'm usually a size 23 in jeans. I was wearing like a size. I didn't know women's size. Is she talking about her waist size?
Yeah.
I didn't know that women's jeans were measured that way. I thought they were like 6, 8, 10. You know, I didn't know they were measured like a guy's.
Waist size.
She said, my boobs got bigger. My butt got huge. It was crazy. She was eating like crazy. And then the director also was like praising her, saying how hard she worked. Right, so Sydney Sweeney getting rave reviews.
We don't know that how the woman that fought in UFC 316 over the weekend, how she says she lost her 20 pounds before the weigh-in. She credited Zins.
Really?
Yeah. Mike
really?
Moore.
Mike Moore, give me a big old vat of those Zins. I can drop 20 bills. I'll just puke everywhere.
I can't attest to that. I don't know how you're shedding pounds like that. I mean, if anything, I'm putting on weight with the Zins.
But does a Zin make you hungry or something?
No, I'm not sure.
Because you're drinking. It goes hand in hand with the drinking.
My guess is you anytime you get a craving, you throw one in there and it calms it down.
Ah, maybe that's it. That's a good point.
I guess it could work. By the way, how was your week? Are you a terrible UFC picker?
Why?
I mean, on the show, I try to like you know go for some long shots because whenever I do a minus 150, we play that sound of just shame. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
But actually,
good one.
And I have the receipts to attest to it. Went 4-for-5 this weekend.
Ooh,
on but the pace. One that you picked on the air was the loser.
The only one that lost. And going into that fight, I cashed out.
Big mush.
It was a 5-leg parlay plus 2,700. I cashed out like plus 1,300.
It's pretty good.
And then put a little bit on O'Malley by knockout, and that loss.
That buys you a lot of Zins.
A lot of Zins.
I mean, the headline here is UFC bantamweight champion Kayla Harrison reveals how she lost 20 pounds by ripping Zins.
Yeah.
By the
probably
way,
multiple at one time, too.
Can we say, can we talk about the person that whose name we never said was potentially using a weight supplement?
I was surprised that it wasn't Ozempic.
Well, no. Yeah, but somebody said that person has been falsely accused behind the scenes. I don't know. It's just a dumb argument.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was Ozempic, but it was something different.
Yeah.
But it sounds like...
And the person got pissed when confronted, right? Another person. There's been a lot of people walking around here flaunting weight loss.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right?
I'm not saying anything.
You don't want to touch anything?
Except for Sam Weiner. Sam Weiner's on Ozempic, everybody.
That's the name we're comfortable putting out there. Man, he takes a lot of slings and arrows, that Sam Weiner.
I thought you just said yesterday that people shouldn't be shamed for this.
Well, we make an exception for Sam.
For Sam. We'll do anything to shame Sam.
We have a carve-out for him.
Even though Sam's been so good to us, and every single person in here has had deals with him.
All benefited.
And, yeah.
Believe that's the guy who helped drive with the hair.
Yeah.
He is. It is the guy.
For the record, I had never had a deal with Sam.
You've never? Never. Yeah. What are you looking for? The vitiligo. We need the vitiligo.
No, I need my eyes checked.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
His eyes are going crazy over there.
Hey, why do you think I can power through that movie?
Oh, because it's blurry anyway.
Because my eyes are so blurry, it doesn't matter.
She looks focused to you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That makes sense then, I guess.
You got more EP?
I actually do.
Scratch the surface.
I do. Because there was a legend, I guess a funk legend that passed away. We'll play some of his music, Cake. See if you can ID him.
Okay, good. We'll do that next here on The Fan. And don't forget, Andy Johnson, founder of the Fried Egg and Shotgun Start podcast. He's going to join the show coming up at 9 a.m. Time now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To get back into EB's entertainment page.
All right, Valdez. Why don't you play the funk legends, like one or two of his hits, and let's see if the boys can ID. Because I'm not even sure I could, to be honest with you. But
I know who it is, by the way.
Yeah,
so
I mean, you should. Most people, it's made all the news.
Funk legend.
Yeah, don't look it up. Right. Don't look it up. But 82 years old. Oh, I know this.
I mean, everybody knows this song is a smash.
Yeah, but I didn't know who did it. I mean, I've heard it a million times.
What's the name of the song?
Everyday People?
I think.
Everyday People.
Sly Stone.
Oh, Sly and the Family Stone.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What an iconic song this one is.
Yeah.
Is this John Thompson's sign off or sign on when he would say, I don't do no overtime?
I don't remember.
I think he played this on the radio.
But now that we are on 980, can we ever play that just as homage to John? We used to get such a kick out of
John
that.
John and B. Mitch was on the show, too.
John and B. Mitch would sign off.
I think that was the song they would play. That
and Coach Thompson would say,
unless that was the opener.
No, I think that might have been the opener. The closer was like, is it 5 o'clock somewhere or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Something like that.
But that. So that was the opener.
Maybe. I don't know for sure.
Do you know that, I mean, the inside baseball on that is that a lot of those were pre-recorded. That John,
because John would get there late.
CJ would tell me John would get there late and leave early a lot. Of the bits when he would open up, it would just be pre-recorded stuff from other, like, hey, you know, whatever. Or like, hey, they ain't doing no overtime. He was already on the road.
Right? Hey, he was a legend. He was a man of means.
Course.
He probably had 50,000 shares of Nike stock. You think he cared about being at the radio bit for the last 15 minutes?
I couldn't believe that legend stooped so low to do radio. I couldn't believe
it's kind of shocking. Like, as long as he did it,
you're way above.
You're way too accomplished. Hall of Famer, dude.
He must have been
in radio.
He must have been bored.
Bored out of your mind. You're rich off slots.
Oh, his slot money was just dumb.
You're just so rich, and you're a Hall of Famer. You don't need. You're working in like the worst business ever.
Was it Urban Legend or is it correct that he was like part of the group that had the first slots at like the Vegas airport? Like,
I had heard that.
He might have worked his way into some of that. That was his dream.
Like he established like a beachhead at the airport for slots. Can you imagine the cash haul that is?
All right, which one is unbelievable. Is this one of his
Hot Fun in the Sun?
Do I know this one?
Hey, this is us at the Purple Heart last week. Hot Fun in the Sun.
More of a deeper cut.
By the way, I kind of like that white purple hat. The Purple Heart hat?
Oh, yeah, it's a good hat.
It's like a solid hat.
It's a very solid hat.
Fits my head nicely.
Yeah.
I could wear that with a nice purple shirt.
It's a good premium giveaway at the Purple Heart.
So how old was Sly?
82.
82.
It's a good run.
82. Did you play Dance to the Music? Did you already play that one?
If somebody offered me a sheet that said, you can sign this sheet and you'll make it to 82, I would sign it right now.
Ooh.
Sign it right now.
As I get closer to it, I'm shooting for a bigger number.
I'd love to get
I would have done that a long time ago.
I'd like to get older, but if I could lock in that rate, I want to lock in that date.
Back in on death.
It's a solid date to lock in.
8:30, back in on death.
Like you're
healthy
like,
27 more years?
Yeah, like relatively healthy. I make that deal today.
I think I'm with you.
Somebody bring the contract in. I'll sign it.
No, I don't want to sign. I want
to hold your father-in-law
bones.
He's 80? He's 80 or 81?
Two more years.
Yeah. And his health isn't the greatest.
Like, it's not the greatest, but I doubt he'd sign that.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like just playing the odds.
I get it.
I want to play the odds.
I know. Believe me. I'm waiting for
the
Reaper.
Guarantees.
I check for.
I'm guaranteed to live till August 19th, whatever that day is out in the future. I would sign it.
There's no guarantees.
Anybody else?
Nope.
You wouldn't sign it?
Would it be?
I'm rolling the dice.
You could be struck by lightning later today. Just die.
Isn't it pretty easy math? Would it be 2052?
I don't know. I just didn't do the math in my head.
You said 82. You're born in 70.
82, yes.
I have a question for you guys.
2052.
Okay. So speaking of struck by lightning.
Silly date.
So obviously everybody knows, and I'm the world's biggest wussy, if there's a hint of lightning or thunder when I'm on the golf course, I'm out. I'll like kick my club, you know, back to the like. I'm not touching that thing. I don't want it. I don't want to be a big friggin' lightning rod, right? I'm desperately scared of lightning. But what if you're playing on a sim inside in a thunderstorm? Can you swing a golf club in your house?
You should be fine, of course.
Yes.
I just don't know.
Oh, you think the lightning's gonna find your golf club through the house?
I'm being serious.
Sneak through a crack.
Is that
through a crack in your garage?
Is that the world's dumbest question?
That might be a dumber question than your Commander's thing yesterday.
So you could swing a big metal rod in your house during a thunderstorm. No big deal.
So you'd be worried if you were at the sim.
You understand? I grew up in the country. Not grew up in it, but I spent summers in the country. I've seen lightning strike a telephone and a lightning bolt go across.
Struck by lightning.
Go across my kitchen, like literally right in front of me. I've seen lightning in a house. I've seen it. I've witnessed it.
Were you afraid of my college roommate, Chuck Lightning?
If he struck me while I was swinging.
Well, he would dunk in your face. I know that.
You know how there's a.
Do you have one against Oklahoma in the tournament?
Maybe Ohio State. It was against Ohio State.
Oh.
We're hanging against Ohio State. They pulled away at the end.
You know how they always
Springbrook High School.
Yep.
Don't go in a pool when it's lightning outside. Yeah. They always empty the pool. Yeah. My mom always told us don't even go in a shower when it's lightning. Do you guys just shower?
Yeah, but your mom used to also. Your mom used to also not let you touch a trash can.
No, when I was a kid, that's how I was raised.
Yeah, when I was a kid, you no bathtub or showering during a thunderstorm.
Right,
I've heard of that.
All right, so it's. I mean, that's where some of the basis of some of these.
I've never heard that.
You never. No. I think it's probably fine.
It's fine.
I go outside on my porch when a storm comes in. I want to see the lightning.
That's fine, but you're not wait. You're not holding a nine.
No, I would never do that. I would never do that.
I dare you to do that.
He is tall. He's tall.
You're inside though. You're inside.
He could get struck standing on his deck because he's tall.
You should be good to go.
I think you're
with
fine.
With your golf simulator.
All right, because I have a net in my garage. And I was like, I don't know if I want to hit in there.
You're fine.
I mean, you're really scared.
I'm scared of lightning.
I'm scared of a lot of things. I'm
not scared of lightning? You don't respect lightning?
I am, but I'm not afraid of getting struck by lightning inside my home.
You will never, ever, ever get struck by lightning. I don't care where you are. Ever. You'll never get struck by lightning. Ever.
What if I'm standing out on a fairway?
Nobody you know will ever get struck by lightning.
I've seen lightning in the house.
You said the same thing about the Commanders yesterday. You saw the Commanders on the TV screen.
Ask my mother. It was a matter of routine out in the country. They didn't have protection on the lines.
I question whether your eyes saw lightning through the house.
Maybe 75 years ago.
I know. I'm not saying my line. What happened today? But I'm just saying.
Theoretically, it's probably possible.
Hold up. You witnessed a lightning bolt go through the house.
It went through the phone. It hit the phone line, and it came. A lightning bolt came out of the phone line. I saw it my own two eyes. My family was there. My witnesses.
Did you see it for an hour?
I saw it for 1 second.
Sure, it wasn't like electrocution, like a little spark.
I'll bet
static electricity.
I'll bet all your kids' lives. 100%.
The odds of being struck by lightning are
one
in 1.2 million. So, I mean, the odds are very, very slim.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I don't even know if my mom's up for it.
Odds of
We just call my mom off air to confirm it. She will confirm that she grew up and the lightning used to hit the phone.
Are you worried Are you worried about it hitting the nine iron or the metal plate in your head?
As far as I know, I don't have one yet.
By the way, odds of getting attacked by a shark, 1 in 3.7 million. So much more likely to get struck by lightning, like Ed Kowalczyk is singing about, than getting shark attacked.
You'll be fine.
I think you're all right.
All right. So you would have no problem.
Now I need to Google odds of getting struck by lightning inside your house.
A big ass thunderstorm, lightning storm,
and I go down into the basement.
You're fine.
I think I'm all right.
All right. Okay. I think you're probably all right.
I think you're all right in your garage.
I like to have my garage door open a little bit.
Wow, this is shocking. Odds that lightning strikes your house, 1 in every 200 houses.
I'm also quite sure lightning struck the house we grew up on, the chimney.
It probably did, according to these numbers.
Yeah, it happens.
It definitely struck the clock tower in Back to the Future. You don't understand that reference.
I mean, I saw Back to the Future. Yeah. I saw that. Did you call my mom? She's not answering herself. All right. See if my mom she'll confirm that. I know she'll confirm. I mean,
by the way, every time I hear it live, it triggers me to the time that I intro'd them 10 minutes too early at a concert in D.C. about 20 years ago.
You know, for some reason it showed.
Hey, you know what? It wasn't your fault.
It wasn't my fault.
They told you to go out there.
Not my fault.
For some reason, on my reel.
This is a silly.
Ed Kowalczyk. Isn't that his name?
Ed Kowalczyk.
Yeah, the lead singer of Live. He was on a podcast, and he was listing a top 10 like most underrated singers of bands.
Okay.
And I just was like, whoa, blast from the past.
Who do you name? Anybody that you
know?
I can't
remember.
You can't remember one? Can you give us one? Nothing?
So you just remember that he gave out a top 10 list.
I was more intrigued by him. I was like, we had beers with that. We were right next to that dude at the festival. And Jason and I, used to really love him.
Oh, I still do. Yeah.
I don't listen to him anymore.
I mean, I'd love pretty much all of their songs.
By the way, there is an Oasis on your hoop that you gave me. There is an Oasis doc. Have you seen that one? I don't know if that one's blurry or if it's in HD.
No, but I'm excited to watch this. They're having their like reunion tour.
Yeah,
they're starts all in a month.
By the way, that hoop that Valdez has got me into, they have the worst docs ever. Some of them are the worst docs. I watched a Post Malone. I was like, oh, Post Malone. I'm a huge Post Malone. I love Post Malone. It literally was an AI-generated doc. No new footage. No new right. Nothing.
Well, you know they're not taking every it's random.
It's random because there's some like I watched the Gil Arenas doc on there just because I didn't feel like changing over to the Netflix. So I just stayed on that. And I was like scrolling through and Post Malone doc. It was an AI generated doc.
By the way,
it was garbage.
How did you not
nothing
go,
new?
How did you not go to Post Malone and Jelly Roll out at Northwest Stadium? They were just in town like last week.
Too much effort.
Too much effort. You drive there, you park right up next to the stadium, and then you go in a suite and watch the concert.
Cakes, at this stage in my life, I need car service.
Okay.
Need to be
okay.
It's too much effort. I'm giving you the honest truth. Hey, Drab, did my mom not answer the phone?
She didn't answer.
She's at my sister's house right now.
So. Maybe the sister's house was struck by lightning.
I mean, it's possible.
While we were doing this bit.
And I don't know. I don't know why people are saying this about Meghan Markle. They're claiming that baby bump that she showed when she was like twerking with William from like, I don't know, or Harry or whichever donk that one is. I think it's Harry.
Sounds like a video I would never watch.
They're allegedly, it's like the night before she's about to give birth. So I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, 2021, Lilibet, worst name ever. They were twerking to try to create movement. You know, sometimes I tell the pregnant mom, like, walk mm-hmm. around a little bit to stir things up. Do jumping jacks and something. So she's twerking, and they release that. And they're saying she doesn't look pregnant. She looks butt pregnant to me. I don't understand it.
Who's saying she doesn't look pregnant?
The internet.
People.
Well, because it looked like the stomach, like, caved in.
Yeah. It looks like she
has... Beyonce video.
Yeah.
The Beyonce video is suspect. This one looked fine to me.
I think if you watch the video and you look at some of the zoom and stuff, you might be intrigued. You might be intrigued.
You'd have Lil
Bet, also the name of Lurch's online sportsbook account.
Lil Bet. Yeah.
You think 21 cents is a little bet? So. 21 cents to win $4?
Hey, Eric, I think if you go down that rabbit hole, you'll be intrigued.
I'll be intrigued?
Yeah.
All right. When I just saw it, it looked like a pregnant girl twerking.
It looks like she has...
I just unbecoming of the queen or the prince, whatever, princess, whatever she is.
Honestly, it looks like she has newspaper stuffed in her under her dress.
Okay.
All right, coming up in just about 20 minutes, Andy Johnson, the founder of the Fried Egg and the Shotgun Start podcast, he's going to join us coming up. That's at 9 a.m. here on the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan.
We should mention that, you know, we talked about at the top of the show, but TJ Oshie announced his retirement yesterday at in Georgetown, and very emotional.
Mm-hmm. What a legend.
Just a good dude. Played here, I think, 9 years. Played in St. Louis before that, maybe for 8.
He was in like St. Louis for 7. He's technically been here for 10, but he only played nine years because he sat out all of last year.
Yeah, there you go. But TJ was just a good dude, man, and he's one of the great players in Caps history. Obviously, he was here for the Cup, and he was just very emotional in the send-off yesterday.
Were you not blown away by the, like I mentioned, the number of people that were out there for it? I was blown away.
There was a lot of people.
Caps fans are supportive, man.
Away.
There was a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, Valdez, I don't know if you have the clips again, but very emotional from TJ Oshie yesterday.
Well, how could it not
be? And he sat down with Grant and Danny afterwards and talked with them as well at length after the ceremony was done.
So to my family, friends, coaches, trainers, teammates, fans, and to the game of hockey, promise you this. The moment my skates touched the ice, I gave you everything I had. With that, after 17 years in the NHL, I'd like to officially announce my retirement. Thank you.
Yeah, hard for him to get through it.
How long did he speak before that? Did he have a long speech before that, or was it
fairly
short?
That's all I heard.
Like 20 minutes.
Oh, he did 20 minutes? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. He said he was editing it like right up till the final, like right until he basically took the podium.
Right. You want to hear some more?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I like
Osher.
In the locker room, dinners on the road, cards on the plane. Jeez. And Mario Kart in the playoffs. Those are the times I cherish most. I got the tattoo right here to prove it.
Not now. It's too early.
This one's probably going to be tougher, so I'll get through it here. Special shout out to Backy, O, John, and Tom. Joby, you might have to read the rest for this for me here. We've raised our kids together. We failed together, cried together, laughed together, grieved together, and became champions together.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
It's a good
that
one.
They were together for so long, and like you said, raise your families together as you're winning playoff games and winning a Stanley Cup.
Yep.
It's awesome.
It's huge. I was getting a little bit choked up just listening to it. So, yeah, shout out to Osh.
His best year here in Washington was his second year here. We had 56 points, 33 goals, and 23 dimes. That was his best year here.
EB always laments that they stink in shootouts. He was great in shootouts.
Oh, he was brilliant.
He was a stud.
He was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Almost as good as who was my guy from Minnesota that was really good?
Matt Hendricks, the Paralyzer?
The Paralyzer.
The Paralyzer was amazing.
He was a one-trick pony, but he was...
Well, that was pretty a pretty good trick. That was a really great trick. You know what? He spent a lot of years in the NHL with that trick.
He was a grinder, yeah.
Yeah.
No, shout out to Oshie. And I said earlier in the show that I don't know how they're going to top themselves. I mean, when Ovi retires, you're going to have to shut down the city. I mean, if they do a
if
public
they do
thing
something
like
that. Yep.
I mean, let's say they do it in the arena.
And I would assume they would.
They'll have people outside the arena.
I don't think they can do it in the arena.
Too many people, right?
I think they're going to have to block off a couple blocks around Capital One and just have a big stage out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
like they did before the Stanley Cup.
I think it's going to have to be almost like Stanley Cup worthy.
It's pretty close.
When he announces. Just by judging from the number of people that were there for Oshie.
Yeah.
How many people were there?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
A couple thousand?
I don't know. Maybe 500. I don't know. But it looked visually.
Didn't sound like a ton.
Visually, I was stunned. Just, it wasn't like I saw some grand view. Maybe there was only a couple hundred, but it looked like a ton the way I saw it.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
I mean, with Ovi, if they do that with Ovi, there'll be thousands.
There'll be thousands.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. Real quick, the boys brought me in there because they want me to tease Jason. Mm-hmm. So, Drabby, why don't you set this up?
All right. This is stupid, but it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And Valdez and a couple other guys, too. Why is Bish putting Nubs commentary on his Venmo for everyone to see?
Are you doing shtick on your Venmo?
Like you've brought this up before. All right. Give me an example. I don't know what I put.
So.
What do I put?
3 days ago, this is for everyone to see, Jason Bishop paid Lourdes, his cleaner.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This is his comment. Great clean, Bonita.
Oh, I do remember that. Now, I call her Bonita all the time. Well, I call every Hispanic woman Bonita.
but that's pretty funny.
But I always call her Bonita. That's what I do.
Bonita means what? Pretty.
Yeah,
hey,
beautiful.
Pretty, hey, pretty, beautiful.
All right, let's call her beautiful, whatever.
Right.
That's a charmer.
Beautiful, same thing.
Beautiful, same thing.
Yeah, okay. But what would you call?
That.
I know, but would you call like a generic white chick pretty?
Beautiful.
Thanks,
hey, beautiful.
Probably not.
I do that to my kids.
Oh, maybe.
Not a generic person.
You might like a waitress.
Maybe it depends
or
on who it is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You can't really do it nowadays, but.
That's
people have brought up to me.
I think
like,
that's the first time I've called her Bonita.
On
what else does he write besides that?
That's he's done it before. I haven't scrolled all the way back.
People do shtick, you know.
That's hilarious.
He's 55. He's doing flirting shtick with his cleaner.
I'm not flirting with her. I've known her for 25 years. Yeah. Hold on, me.
But maybe it's even a little bit. I mean, great clean.
Yeah. What else do you want me to say?
Same thank you.
What most people say.
Hold on. Let's see.
House looks great.
Is it some sort of a weird? Is it a humble brag that he's doing?
Great, clean, bonita.
Like you're aware that that's on a time. Like somebody said to me the other day. It was just last week. They're like, maybe it was on the show. I don't know. But like, you're an idiot. Why do you have your Venmo comments public?
Yeah.
And I go, I don't care. I'm just
I don't know.
It
I mean,
like
I don't even think about
or something,
it.
Or football bet or something. Or
I wouldn't think that anybody would ever look at my transactions.
Well, they're not looking at yours, but there's a timeline of your
feed.
Friends.
It's a feed, right.
It's
a feed.
Through.
So I know, but even so, it, like, I've never like even paid attention to somebody's feed.
Well, that's you, but like,
but a lot of people do. I actually look like it'll be on my feed. I'll just go, oh, my son just paid somebody. What's how many beers did he buy there? You know, or whatever.
Yeah, because then you secretly judge people when they got like a bunch of cocktail emojis or whatever. You're like, this guy's a drunk.
Like right away, first one, Megan Bickle, my daughter, she paid her girlfriend, Rosie, I guess it's for breakfast. She wrote Brekkie.
Uh-huh.
Must be breakfast. Is that what it means? I don't know.
Guess.
Brekkie, short for breakfast. Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know all the lingo, but that one tracks. That one's easy.
All right, so I'll make sure I say bonita to every female, not just the Hispanic.
Somebody paid Jason Bishop. Jason, how much did you get? EB thought godparents were a Catholic thing. Wasn't his father a pastor? Isn't it a Catholic thing, or am I crazy about that? Is godfather...
No, I think it's much more expansive.
Much more expansive than just Catholicism?
Yeah.
It's definitely not...
4 cents, 5 cents, 12 cents, every time Bickle says something stupid.
No.
Is that the guy?
EB didn't know the tush push. Brotherly shove involves actually pushing the quarterback. I don't know what that was. Was there a debate on tush push?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
And EB didn't think
I just said that like Jalen Hurts to me is already, by the time they push him, he's already got the first down.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So
Drabby kind of backed me up. He was like, the difference was like 93 to like 80% or something, or maybe it was JP. It wasn't that big a difference.
In terms of regular quarterback sneaks versus a tush push, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, that guy's paid you a lot, Jason.
Wow.
Yeah, look at it.
It's 8 cents at a time.
This is like maybe he's the guy that runs the EB doesn't know Twitter account.
Oh, that's a good.
It's a good guess.
He's sending Jason money anytime you say something you don't know.
I'm looking at all these, payments to Lourdes, and it's just great, clean, good, like good work.
He finally threw in the bonita.
I know.
Yeah.
Must have been feeling
must have been in a good mood.
Or she looked extra good.
Why don't you just put thank you? Why don't you just put thank you?
Okay, maybe I will. And I usually put great, clean, or great job. I don't know if for some reason I put bonita.
I bet you inspect the clean too, don't you? Like you, what if she did a half-ass job?
She never does a half-ass job.
I'll say this publicly. Sometimes my jobs are half-ass. They're not. They ain't great. They're not great. Oh, you know,
pay them half price.
What are you gonna do? They're not great. They're in and out pretty quickly. I don't have Lourdes.
This guy that keeps giving Jason like 10 cents at a time, he's been doing this since 2023.
Yeah, he's probably giving me like $3.
That's why he's doing all these 21 cent bets. He's just...
You know what? We had this guy on the show. Remember we did the story about the storm that hit, it was somewhere in Florida.
Yes. It was the Tampa area.
Right. It was... What's the area, the island called over the bridge that they couldn't get to?
The Keys?
No, it wasn't the Keys.
Merritt Island?
Maybe.
Isla Morada?
Sanibel Island?
Maybe it was Sanibel.
Not sure.
Anyway, he called into the show. We had him on the show because he had all this damage, and he wasn't necessarily asking for money, but he was telling his story.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're the one that said, oh, yeah, if people want to donate money, I remember that. You can donate.
Yeah, that was him.
He should be holding on to all his money.
That's what giving you 12 cents at a time will do. You got to shout out to Jason.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, Andy Johnson, the founder of the Fried Egg and the Shotgun Start podcast. He'll join us next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.